As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so what you got going on in your life you want to share with The Burt Show here, like this one here. How do you handle this situation? You guys play therapy here. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. Her husband is afraid to get intimate with her, and she wants to help him, but she doesn't know what to do. So where do you even start with that? Abby's got the email.
Hey there, Burt Show crew. I'm reaching out in hopes that maybe someone somewhere could help me and my husband figure out the one area in our relationship that just isn't going well. To give a quick preface, my husband grew up very religious. He attended a religious school and even was asked to be a chaplain at his current job. I'm also religious, but I grew up with a more common setting. I was a public school kid, so our upbringing was vastly different. Now on to where we're having issues. My husband has never played the piano with anyone, so when it came to our wedding night, we expected a quick but fun piano session. However, his anxiety has made him incapable of playing the piano.
That's tough, man. Yeah.
We managed to share one performance together, but now he cannot seem to get out of his own head. We've discussed this, and I have a ton of questions like, are you afraid you won't play well enough? Are you unhappy with me as a piano playing partner? Etc. And it always comes back to the same answer. No, he says he's just scared. And I truly do not know what to do to help him. We have gone to Dr. Google, and it all comes back to the same questions I've asked, but nothing about just being scared to try something that he has not tried before. I am praying that someone out there in Burt Show listener land has experienced this and can give us some advice. He feels very alone, and it is so hard to watch him feel so defeated. I just want to help him because it's breaking me to hear him repeatedly say, I am failing you as a husband. He's definitely not, for the record, and I will be as patient and supportive as I should be. If anyone has any advice, I would be forever grateful. Thanks so much. Pam.
1-855-BURT-SHOW. This guy's got so much pressure on himself.
He is.
I really think that he needs to see a doctor one-on-one. Like, I think he's got issues here that he may not be entirely comfortable sharing with you. And I think seeing a doctor that specializes in this one area, because it's probably not a physical thing. This is a mental thing right here, that he's so sketched out. He can't enjoy all this. Parts aren't even working right. So there are doctors that specialize in this. And I think that's where you start.
Well, And I'm going to go the religious route. If the church has always been there for him, the church should be there for him now. I mean, this is his wife, and he should be able to have like a trusted religious advisor that, because I think, but she brought up religion so much, you can't help but wonder if that is playing part of the mental game of him getting over this hurdle of wanting to be intimate with his wife. So I would hope that somebody in the church could give him that guidance. Why are you making that face?
Because I'm having feelings that I know I'm going to get crap about, but who cares? So, for me, right? In a case like this, I'm not going to a bunch of priests that have never had sex to get advice. Now, they can guide me on, you know, and they can give me approval because you're married now. But, you know, when it comes to the physical stuff, I would rather choose science here than my spiritual advisor.
Gotcha. And I'm saying it doesn't even have to be a priest. It could be somebody else in your church who is also married that you...
In the church community group?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's safe there. No one's going to talk.
Right.
I'd rather go to the doctor, I think.
No, I think going to a pastor or a priest is the absolute wrong thing because they're just going to say something in like Christianese of like, I'll pray for it. I'm gonna lay hands on you. We just going to...
Yeah. Christianese. I'm sorry. That is fantastic.
No, but that's what it is. And coming from someone who like is very involved in their church. I mean, not now. I haven't been to church yet since I've been to Atlanta. But as someone who has grown up in church circles, there are things that people just throw out there that just sound like they're taking something from like a Webster dictionary. And it's like this Band-Aid that they try to throw on it where it's like, well, we're just going to pray about it. Or we're going to cast out that demon of whatever. And it's just...
We're going to pray the ED away.
We're going to pray the ED away. But what's the point of being a part of that community if they can't be there for you?
I think they can.
You got to find the right group of people.
You do.
And
That's tough.
I used to be a part of a group of girls that we would... I can't even remember what the specific verse was, but we would drink wine together and talk about God. And so we called ourselves like the John 3:16 girls or something because it was like a certain passage about drinking wine and being a Christian. And so I think you got to go to people who have been in that experience. So a church group, but people that you trust and not people that are just going to like throw Bible verses at you.
Yeah, from the sounds of it, I mean, I feel like she's doing all she can do, being patient and being supportive and letting them know that it's all good, whatever the outcome may be. I think this is a him thing. And I if I were in his shoes, I understand not being comfortable wanting to talk to anybody about this. Mm-hmm. So I feel like maybe reading, maybe finding different books or articles where men who have experienced this can kind of speak to how they got out of it. And if I'm in his shoes, that's probably what I would lean on.
Now, we definitely should have had a professional on, but we didn't. So here's my unprofessional advice. We've talked about exposure therapy lately, right? So what if you tie him up and blindfold him?
That's going to put his mind at ease.
Right. What?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how you think this is about to help.
I want to play this out.
Yeah.
So I think that way.
So you guys, you got a guy that's terrified of having sex,
right?
And the first, your therapy is let me tie you up, and blindfold you.
Let me
make it as uncomfortable and unpredictable and unsafe as possible.
It's gonna be safe. So let me put my readers on and pretend that I am a sex therapist when I am actually not remotely one, considering the lack of sex my husband and I are having. Are you ready? I am so underqualified for this right now. But if you're thinking exposure therapy, what if, like, that way there's no pressure on him to perform whatsoever. Literally, the only thing he has to do is just lay there. So she puts him in the bed, she blindfolds him, and she hops on it and rides it like a good cowgirl, and then boom, you did it.
I think you might be simplifying things.
I know I am.
You're turning him into a pillow princess.
I'm not, though. It might work.
Right?
It might work.
I mean, it's kind of sexy.
It is.
Here's Melissa. She wants in. Hey, Melissa, good morning, and thank you for joining the combo. What's up?
Good morning, guys. I'm here to the rescue. So I am actually a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Okay.
Yay. Here we go.
Melissa, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Sex therapy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad was my advice?
It looks like a 5 or a 6.
Okay.
Yeah, not completely awful, but definitely not what we would do.
She's being nice.
Yeah.
So I think that this is very, very common. I actually know this is very common. This is one of the populations that sparked my interest into sex therapy, actually. In very conservative religious communities, this is way more common than people realize. And so I think that the couple would be a really good fit for sex therapy, like talk sex therapy with a licensed provider. And I think it's something that they should do together as a couple.
So you would suggest it would be more advantageous to do together than him seeing somebody professionally alone?
Absolutely. And that's also after he's gone to a doctor and made sure that from a biological hormonal perspective that everything is clear.
Okay.
But yes, absolutely. It's something that they can tackle together. And as you know, I'm a little biased because I am a marriage and family therapist. That's what I specialize in. I always encourage couples to try to do things like this together as much as possible.
Got it. So we should leave Jesus and handcuffs out of this.
At least in the beginning.
I try. What?
That just sounds like a really great band name.
Oh, Jesus and handcuffs.
Nobody's coming to see you.
Nope.
But it looks good on the banner.
It does, doesn't it?
You're on The Burt Show.